Blog Talk Radio.
I want people to get answers to everyday problems, discover ways to get unstuck, and to think of this show as a place where they can find inspiration, motivation, and productivity tips related to everyday life and work issues.
Are you feeling nervous about the upcoming cold and flu season and all of the back-to-school things to do with you and your kids? Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Trevecia Williams. I'm so excited that you're able to join me today for yet another part of my back-to-school series. Today's series is about, our episode is about health and wellness and the very best nutrients for moms and kids. For today's show, I do have a very special guest that is going to be joining me, Janet Taylor, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about herself as well as the products and services that she has to enrich the lives of moms and families, not only in the DFW area, but throughout America. So let's talk to Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hi, good afternoon, Teresa.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. I hope you can hear me.
I can. Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining me for today's show. I have heard awesome things about you and your profession as well as the products and services that you have to offer the world, really. You don't have any geographical boundaries for what you do, which makes it awesome. And so I want to start out by letting the audience get to know you, Janet, the person, first and foremost, and then we'll talk a little bit about your products and services and ways that moms can learn more about your products and get their children on these awesome supplements that that you are so passionate about. So let's talk about you, and I always love to start with something strong and personal, not terribly personal, but just something really strong that it lets people know a little bit more about you. Can you tell us about a time that you faced a challenge and, you know, a really big challenge and how you overcame it?
Yeah, sure. That's quite an intimidating question because it was an extreme challenge when it happened. As you can hear from my accent, I'm from South Africa, and when I was immigrating to the United States, that is 22 years ago, I hadn't completed my degree in industrial psychology yet. I was about three quarters of the way through, and I was really scared that I was going to have to give up my studies. But as it worked out, I was able to contact TCU, that's Texas Christian University,
yes,
and get reciprocity with them. So they actually helped me to find work, or at least work from their library. They gave me a statistician to work with so that I could complete my thesis. They helped me enormously, and they didn't have to at all. So I was very excited about Texas and being in the country. And this helped me to complete my degree. I did all my university exams via an institute that had reciprocity in South Africa. I went all the way down to Austin, and I actually sat at a guy's kitchen table with his cat on my lap while I was writing my final exams. So I couldn't have been in better hands. And that was my first touch and my first test of the generosity of Americans and Texans specifically.
And Texas. Yeah, everything's big in Texas, including our hearts.
Yeah, it sure is.
You got to experience. That's amazing. If there was one particular talent that you had to choose from a selection of talents, what would it be and why would you choose that talent?
A specific talent, okay, one that I don't currently have is probably acting. And acting. I really admire how great actors can so effortlessly master scripts and get right inside the characters that they choose. You know, the great actors like Morgan Freeman and Colin Firth and Meryl Streep all come to mind. Ever since I started thinking about acting, I've looked at the kind of memorizing that they have to do, and it absolutely floors me. I don't know how they do it.
I know, and I mean that is pretty amazing. It's the memorizing part of it, but I think the acting part, I think we could all kind of get into acting because we have all had some amazing experiences, some trying experiences that can make us pretty emotional, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. If you can get your heart and soul into it.
Yes, absolutely. What motivates you?
Probably the biggest thing that motivates me is helping people to change and understand that they can correct and benefit themselves, correct their lifestyles, and benefit their health. My standpoint there, or at least where I spring from, is a comment that I heard a little while back, that 80% of chronic disease is actually lifestyle-based. So if you think of that, then turn it around, and it means that we have 80% more chance of not getting chronic diseases if we change our lifestyle. So I'm very excited and motivated by educating and supporting people to understand and do that change and be healthy.
That is worthy of repeating. I love what you just said. Spent chance of controlling our own health by changing our lifestyle.
Correct.
I love that.
Yep.
That
80% of lifestyle
that
causes disease, chronic disease. Yeah. So there's
definitely
a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes. You said it so well. I've not heard it said like that before. So I'm kind of stuck on that key. That's awesome. that really does really well said. What did you have any particular role models along the way that inspired you to become who you are or do things that you didn't think you could accomplish?
Yeah, Dr. Williams, probably my mom is the biggest role model. I mean, she had to finish or leave school long before grade 12. But even so, she was a nurse. She became a nurse in the Second World War, and she nursed for all her life. So her lack of education, I know that it really bugged her throughout her life, and that's why she pushed both my brother and me into getting as educated as we could. But it never held her back. She was a fabulous nurse.
She was
always in support of people.
And
she was a great gardener. Sorry, say
again. I said, and you followed in her footsteps.
Well, I do as much as I can. I mean, she loved traveling. She never said no to coming over to see my husband and me here in the States, even at her age. And the best thing was that, she didn't ever take pharmaceuticals and drugs. She was healthy, and that's one of the biggest things that she taught me. So, she's my biggest role model.
You mean you don't have to take that aspirin after all, huh?
You actually don't.
You
can be outside of it.
There are some mixed reviews about that. I'm not a medical doctor, so I won't go there, but there are some things I do believe, just from a personal perspective, that society as a whole is pretty medicated, and that a lot of things can be turned around through nutrition and health and wellness, which is why I'm so excited about having you on the show today to talk about that and to just reiterate. We hear about health and wellness and nutrition every single day. I'm sure we all surf the internet and we see pop-ups and ads and information. And by now, many times you just tune it out or block it out, or you just, you're resistant or immune to it at this point, just because it's something you see all the time. And so I'm excited about your sharing health and wellness with us from a different perspective, so that it's a refreshing point of view and something that stimulates our mind and our heart to take action.
Correct. Yeah, I like what you said about the fact that we tune it out, because it's all there. It's in the media. It's hitting us every single day. But you're absolutely right. We do tune it out. It's same old,
it's
same
information
old. It has
overload.
Nothing to do with me. Yeah, it's exactly right.
Oh, yes, until something's wrong. And yes, and I believe it's because we're so inundated with information. And that's why another reason I love partnering with professionals like yourself and having you come to the forefront and be on air and talk about what you do, because people need people today, more than anything
else.
They need people. We're missing
the
people factor. And not only do you have the great information that, you're willing to sit down and explain and, hold people's hands, so to speak, and walk them through the process of transforming themselves, starting with their mind about what they're eating and, as you said, their lifestyle, and realizing that it is a lifestyle. It's not a temporary fix. It's not, something that they will do and, all of a sudden things will change and they can go back to their old ways of being. And I found that I've always been pretty healthy. I've always eaten very healthy. I can't say that I, ate the way I should have eaten all my life, but I can say that for the last several years. Once you start eating a certain way, your body starts telling you that's what's good for you, and you don't want the other stuff anymore. Has that been your experience?
Absolutely. It's not even just a case of wanting the other stuff. You turns away from it. Your body doesn't
it
want
does.
It anymore. It changes your taste.
It's an automatic thing. Am I the only one that has experienced that? But it's an automatic thing. And so when people see me eating a certain way or making certain food choices and they say, oh, you're so good, or, they have some, sly remark about it, I start thinking it's a lifestyle. It's not something that you even have to force yourself to do after a very short period of time. It becomes a lifestyle, and your body is thanking you that you have made this change, because it thanks you in the way that it makes you feel, and the way
that's
that you're
exactly
able
right.
to perform, and the way that you're able
exactly
to perform.
Right.
You're able to think more clearly. You're able to get more things done. You have more energy. I mean, the list is almost endless of the benefits and the pros of making this lifestyle change. And so, some of the wonderful even loves. I mean, I've never been addicted to a dessert, but I can say that, something that I would just think that, oh, yeah, I really love that, especially certain times of the year, I'm just like, now I'm like, not so much. It doesn't sound so appealing anymore. So let's talk about the product that you represent and what it does for people.
Okay. The product that I represent is Juice Plus. It's called Juice Plus. And it is Juice Plus because it is one better than juicing. I remember our company president saying at one stage that when Juice Plus was introduced by the company in 1993, juicing was very much in the kitchens. Everybody was talking juicing. But what they were doing was mostly they were juicing too many fruits. So they'd juice everything that would end up sweet and would taste good. So the problem
is
that you're ending up with lots of sugar. So juicing is fantastic, but as long as you do it in the right proportions, and that's where the Juice Plus comes in. It is 30 fruits, vegetables, and berries. It's firstly juiced, and then the sugar and the water is actually removed from the product. So what you're getting is, instead of all that sugar, you're still getting the benefit of all the whole food, the whole fruit and vegetables and berries, in capsules or in a chewable form. So that's the main part of the Juice Plus that I work with. And I love working with it specifically because it fills in a nutritional gap that we all have. Exactly what you were saying earlier.
Every time I hear about this phenomenal Every time I hear about this phenomenal product called Juice Plus, I learn something new, and I'm hearing something new today when you said that you all removed the sugar and the
mm-hmm.
what else from it?
It will obviously
so
the
you're
water.
Getting
the water all comes out.
Yeah.
So
okay,
the
so the sugar
comes
in the water.
Out, but all the nutrients are left behind. Micronutrients.
I love that.
And, yeah. Enzymes as well, in fact. I experimented a little while back because I give my dogs Juice Plus too, and they're very healthy as a result.
Oh, my. They're the healthiest dogs in Texas, for sure. How many people
absolutely.
Are doing that?
Oh, Mama gets it.
Now,
the dogs
that's
get
love.
It.
That's love. that's amazing. And so that's you've educated me a little bit more about Juice Plus because I thought I had heard everything about that phenomenal product.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love the fact that you all offer something for children if parents are on
absolutely.
The product. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
I would love to. That's one of my favorite programs, and that's the company has allowed us to do. So that we give back to the community by offering one child who's adult. It can be a sponsor, it can be a grandparent or parent. One adult buying Juice Plus product gets one child free for up to 4 years.
Okay. Up to
so
4 years?
That's
okay.
Close to up to 4 years. It's up to a $2,000 benefit to that parent. So
mm-hmm.
where the normal Juice Plus product would cost about $2.40 per day if you're getting the fruit, vegetables, and the berries, it halves that if you've got one child and one adult on it. You know, with the cost of produce these days, you probably can't feed a child as many fruits and vegetables and berries, certainly, as you want to because the cost
right.
is prohibitive. It's getting higher and higher.
Especially for good produce. I'm starting
absolutely.
To shop organic more and more these days. I mean, I never knew that I would really taste the difference between the organic bananas and the regular bananas.
Oh,
but now you really can. And now I don't
absolutely.
Want the normal ones. I just thought I would just try the organic, you know, and that was just in the recent times. I thought I would just try the organic bananas. And
mm-hmm.
I was shocked. That now that's all I want. It's like your body tells you, this is what's best for me. And it's rejecting the other
stuff. As long as you listen
stuff.
To your body.
As long as you
know,
listen.
You have to listen to your body first.
You have to be mindful to listen, right, Janet?
Yeah.
Because
that's
a lot
exactly
of people
right.
don't even realize that they need to be listening, that your body can and does talk to you, right?
Sure. It does. And the sooner you start it, the better. You know, start
I think that's
with,
a good class to
changing
start people with.
Kids taste.
People are so busy that they are not even really listening to their bodies. They are, you know, even when it's telling them something's wrong, that they're so busy and they feel like they have to keep going and just keep, you know, keep moving and keep getting things done. And so they ignore the initial warning signs or the initial things and symptoms and information that the body's trying to relay. And then they become something else. So the first step is really understanding how to listen to the body. Have you
that's
done any
exactly
teaching
right.
about that?
Absolutely. I think the first thing, too, is that so many sports fanatics say that we can or think that we can out-exercise poor choices, and we can't. We have to start with eating well, and then once
yes.
your body begins to react correctly, react positively, you can then add in exercise, but you can't out-exercise poor diet.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. It's a combination, you know, of exercise and, you know, nutrition. So you can't have one without the other and have the results, you know, optimal results that you're looking for.
Yeah, that's correct.
So we've talked about the product and ways that parents can get two products for their one child. What happens if a mom has more than one child? Is there a discount or how is that handled?
Well, if there are two potential ways. Parents can become distributors of their own or in their own right. If they become just a household user, then they will get a discount because they're buying at a wholesale price, basically. They can build a business and get their own product paid for by the business. You know, you get your monthly commissions coming in, which then cover the costs for your own household. And then a third way is if one parent sponsors a child and a second parent can sponsor a child free, or a grandparent or even a next door neighbor can sponsor a child.
Okay.
So you don't have to become
a
distributor,
right?
But there are ways. Yeah.
Or a spouse.
The company
makes it
very easy for us to do that.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, and then so you have you started to address my next question, and that was going to be about the business opportunity, because I love it that it's not only an amazing product that's so good for the body, but it's also a business opportunity. And so how can people make money with that?
Sorry, can you just I missed the last bit. How can I do?
How can people make money with Juice Plus? How can you either supplement your income or just literally build a dynamic business to where that's all you're doing?
Absolutely. I've pretty much I started out by adding it as a nutrition component to my business. I'm a naturopathic doctor, but I've moved further and further away from the pure naturopathy to just doing the Juice Plus business, because I find that I can really spread an influence of healthy living much, much easier to more people doing the Juice Plus business. So what you do, it's only $50 per year to become a distributor. You become a licensed franchisee, and you pay, it's $50 up front. You don't have to have product. You don't have to have garage loads of product, and that's probably biggest advantages for me. You purely buy your own product to take it.
No warehouse needed, huh?
No, that's exactly right. No warehousing. The company does all of that for us. Yeah. They do the distribution, the housing.
When a person places an order, it's shipped directly from the company, right? It's not, you don't have to handle that.
That's correct.
So that's,
and the company
they do all the heavy lifting.
They do all the heavy lifting. They do the collections as well. We don't have to run after our customers. So basically what we're expected to do is talk about health. We're expected to help people and support them in their daily health. The company even helps us with emails and sending one simple change and helping people with recipes. They're great support, supports on Facebook, emails, regular emails, really, really great support from the company.
So, someone is just doing it part time. What kind of supplementation can they expect to their income?
It's a bit difficult to go into details there, Dr. Williams, because it depends entirely on how many products they either order themselves or get orders in from the surrounding area. But you know, we're working with bonus programs at the moment where you plus two people in other households order the products and you can get yourself a $100 bonus right there.
Wow.
You do that a couple of times. So get a few people doing the same as you, a few people signing up as distributors, and they get two customers apiece with their own order. They get a $100 bonus. And then you're going to get more bonuses as well. It's not exactly complicated, but without being able to see it in writing in front of you, it's not easy to describe. But it's a very simple program. It sounds like it's easy to
share.
Very easy to share. Extremely easy
to
share.
And that's really what I'm hearing, is that this is all about sharing you know, your own experience with someone else about how, you know, it has changed your life. And it ends up, you know, impressing or influencing someone else to make the same or similar changes in their own lives, and then they become, you know, involved with that. That's what it sounds like to me.
That's what it is in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
Then a huge advantage that Juice Plus Company has for us is they've had 37 research studies done in university hospitals around the world, so on 5 different continents. And it's therefore not only our own testimony, but it's also what's come out of these research studies. And what's come out of the research studies, there are 4 things that I can think of just up front, that it reduces systemic inflammation. That's the inflammation that we're hearing talked about inside that causes arthritis and all the itises, bursitis, arthritis, those things. It reduces oxidative stress, and we're hearing loads about oxidative stress and free radicals. Now, we know that Juice Plus reduces both of those. We know that it helps to repair DNA, reduces degradation of DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We know that it supports a healthy immune system. So all of these things we've already got as a backup to our own testimonials.
Right.
Yes. 37 studies,
you know,
and more on the go.
Are in development, huh? Well, that's what, you know, a lot of people want to see that as well, and that's a wonderful thing that you all got that to share with the public at large. It's very compelling. So I think that, you know, that's a great thing. Someone that you would want to do have on your team. What kind of person would be the ideal person for you to work with?
Well, the ideal, it's just a case of I really enjoy partnering with like-minded people. So individuals who particularly want to join the mission of inspiring healthy living around the world.
Yes.
A particular individual would probably be someone like Al Gore, who already has the ears of the world, the eyes of the world. I'd love to at least have a chat with him, because, you know, he's so forefront in environmental health. Adding this physical health, I don't think, is a big step away.
Right. Well, I was wondering where you're about to go with that, because I haven't been following him very closely. I do remember him being real big on global warming. And so, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, there's
well,
a sequel to his movie coming out, I believe.
Oh, my. Okay, I'll be on the lookout for that. Well, how can someone get a hold of you? Your website link is in the details of this interview, and we'll also tweet about this at the close of the interview. But how else might someone get a hold of you? And please don't reveal anything any means of contact that you do not want the public at large to have, just because, you know, we have to be concerned about spam and unwanted information in our emails as well. So do you think that the website is the best place where people will get a hold of you? There's a contact form at your website?
I do, Dr. Williams. Through the website is the easiest, because any contact email sent from there will come directly to me. And then anybody who contacts me with a telephone number, I will contact. I always make contact with them.
Sounds good. Well, we've got less than a minute left. Is there anything else that you would like to add that we didn't discuss?
No, nothing that I'd like to discuss right now. No, I think I've said as much as I need to.
Sounds good. Well, fantastic conversation. I appreciate it just because you have really, you know, enlightened me on a couple of things that I thought I knew Juice Plus, because I'm a big fan of it, but you've enlightened me somewhat, and I'm sure the public at large, and I appreciate your being on the show today. I thank you, and you have a great rest of your afternoon.
I just wanted to say thank you very much for the opportunity. I really appreciate chatting with you and all your very relevant comments. I appreciate it a lot.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a great afternoon.
Thanks very much, then. Bye.
Goodbye. Well, listeners, that is it for today. Janet Taylor, her website is at detail section of the interview. So please check out her website and give her a call, just because Juice Plus is a fantastic product, and I know you won't be disappointed. Again, also, don't forget to follow me on social media, Twitter at Dr. Trevisha, and you can find me on Facebook everywhere else. So do connect with me there, and subscribe to my newsletter at TrevishaWilliams.com. Remember, you can't help what you were born into, but you can help what you create. Goodbye, everybody.